Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Tracy Pitcox with Pitcox Storage. If you're looking for a storage facility for you or your family, we encourage you to give us a call today at 325-456-KEYS. That's 456-KEYS. We have five locations in Brady with over 275 units to serve you. Give us a call at 456-KEYS for all of your storage needs. That's Pitcox Storage with five locations in Brady. And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Some well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long.
Justin Tubb for you, and what's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? Good evening, everybody. Welcome to our Hits Radio Show here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. I'm Tracy Pitcox with you, and my goodness, ever since I found out I was going to be with you tonight on the Hits Radio program, I've been on cloud nine, excited to be here, looking forward to the next 4 hours. Looking forward to all of your requests and dedications at 325-597-2418. 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Our request line tonight. We have a toll-free telephone number if you're calling from outside of the area. And that is 1-800-526-9698. 1-800-526-9698. So give us a call. We'll be happy to try to help you out on the Hits Radio program tonight. Our special guest, one of our special guests tonight, will be T. Graham Brown. Here's T. Graham Brown to kind of kick things off for us. Here's one called I Tell It Like It Used to Be.
They say that I'm the kind of man who always speaks his mind. To me, there's nothing stronger than the truth. They can ask me almost anything, and I'll tell it like it is. But darling, when they ask me about you,
heartaches. subtract one love.
Well, subtract one love and then multiply those little heartaches here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com. Justin Trevino along with Sharon Kinniston for you on that particular song here at KNEL on the Hits Radio Show. Got one from Ray Price, all of his Cherokee Cowboys. Greg asked me to play this one tonight, and I'm happy to do it. Hear from Pam tonight. She asked me if I would play this song from Barbara Fairchild. This is one of her favorites. So for Pam, here's one called the Teddy Bear Song.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store. With no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving, not going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I wish that I hadn't fallen in love with me. I wish I had a wooden heart and a sawdust smile. to cry. I wish I was a teddy bear, not living or loving or going nowhere. I wish I was a teddy bear, and I'm wishing that I hadn't fallen in love with me.
Pitcocks right here on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
Yes, can you play Liar's One Believer to Zero?
By Whispering Bill Anderson.
Yes.
I'll do it for you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Heavens no. Liars too. Believers zero. I see the look in her eyes. I'm full of shame. Herself to me. I'll hold her close and I'll kiss her lips. Tell her I love her so. Liars three, believers zero.
Hey, honey, I'm home. Job like mine, that's how it goes. Liars four, believers zero. But wait, she's not here, she's gone with all her things. She found she couldn't beat me, so she started her own. She's gone, nobody knows. Believers one, liars zero. Believers one, liars zero.
Well, the great Whisperin' Bill Anderson for you from the Country Music Hall of Fame. And as I mentioned, I think last week, the most successful BMI songwriter in the history of country music. And what an entertainer as well. He's really not on the road anymore. He's just working the Opry and still writing and being very successful at both of those ventures, of course. You got Mitch Radio Show here at KNEL. And here's some Lefty Frizzell for you by request. Lefty Frizzell for you, and if you got the money, I've got the time. I think about my friend Harvey Zesch whenever I hear a great old Lefty Frizzell song. Harvey was a big, big Lefty Frizzell fan, and Harvey's down in Fredericksburg, Texas now, and I've corresponded with him a little bit, but what an avid listener to our Hits Radio program, and I appreciate him so, so very much. Here's Lefty, play this one especially for Harvey Zesch tonight. Here's Lefty Frizzell with an old Jimmy Rogers standard called Traveling Blues.
from that man. Gonna bring her home if I can. My gal's been trifling round about a week, I know. Several of my friends just told me so and so.
Okay.
And deck of cards.
Deck of cards. We'll do it for you.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks Bye-bye. For calling.
Well, I left Kentucky back in 49 and went to Detroit working on assembly line. The first year they had me putting wheels on Cadillacs. Every day I'd watch them beauties roll by, and sometimes I'd hang my head and cry, 'cause I always wanted me one that was long and black. One day I devised myself a plan that should be the envy of most any man. I'd sneak it out of there in a lunchbox in my hand. Now getting caught meant getting fired, but I figured I'd have it all by the time I retired. I'd have me a car worth at least $100,000. I'd get it one piece at a time, and it wouldn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. So the very next day when I punched in with my big lunchbox with help from a friend, I left that day with a lunchbox full of candy. I've never considered myself a thief, but GM wouldn't miss just one little piece, especially if I strung it out over several years. The first day I got me a fuel pump, and the next day I got me an engine and a trunk, then I got me a transmission and all the chrome. The little things I could get in my big lunchbox, like nuts and bolts and all four shocks, but the big stuff we snuck out my buddy's mobile home. Now up to now my plan went all right, till we tried to put it all together one night, and that's when we noticed that something was definitely wrong. The transmission was a 53, and the motor turned out to be a 73, and when we tried to put in the bolts, all the holes were gone. So we drilled it out so the end was bent, and with a little bit of help from a D-Nap mechanic, we got that engine running just like a song. Now the headlights, there was another sight. We had two on the left and one on the right, but when we pulled out the switch, all three of them come on. The back end looked kind of funny too, but we put it together, and when we got through, well, that's when we noticed that we only had one tail fin. About that time, my wife walked out, and I could see in her eyes that she had her doubts, but she opened the door and said, "Honey, take me for a spin." So we drove uptown just to get the tags, and I headed to ride on down Main Drag. I could hear everybody laughing for blocks around. But up there at the courthouse, they didn't laugh, 'cause to type it up, it took the whole staff, and when they got through, the title weighed 60 pounds. I got it one piece at a time, and it didn't cost me a dime. You'll know it's me when I come through your town. I'm gonna ride around in style, I'm gonna drive everybody wild, 'cause I'll have the only one there is around. Yeah, Red Rider, this is the Cottonmouth in the Psycho Billy Cadillac, come on. This is a Cottonmouth, and negatory on the cost of this machine there, Red Rider. You might say I went right up to the factory and picked it up. It's cheaper that way. What model is it? Well, it's a 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59 automobile. It's a 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70...
belongs to me. Sweltering hot Sunday morning in the Saudi Arabian desert, and a young soldier sat alone in his tent, deep in thought. A small picture of his wife and children back home in the United States rested on a table nearby. His mind began to wander across the miles, to other Sunday mornings that seemed so long ago now and so far away. He thought of home, and he knew that when this day dawned in America, his family would go to church to pray for his well-being and his safe return. The young soldier reached into his bag and he took out a deck of playing cards and spread them out on his bunk. About that time, one of his buddies came by and said, "You gonna get up a game?" "No," the soldier replied. "I'm gonna spend a little quiet time with the Lord." "Looks to me like you're playing cards," his buddy answered. "No. You see, I don't have my Bible. And since we can't display our religion in public here, I brought this deck of cards." And with that, the young man started his story. "You see, when I look at the ace, it reminds me that there is but one God. And the deuce reminds me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testament. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I see the four, I think of the four evangelists who preached the gospel. There was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And when I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. And when I see the 6, it reminds me that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7 reminds me that on the 7th day, God rested from his great work. And when I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this old world. There was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. When I see the 10, I think of the 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on a table of stone. When I see the king, it reminds me that there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. And the queen, I think of the Virgin Mary, the blessed queen of heaven. And the jack, or knave, is the devil. When I count the number of spots on a deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There's 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There's 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. There's 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. And there's 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. So you see, my friend, this deck of cards serves me as a Bible, as an almanac, and as a prayer book. And friends, this story's true. I know. Because I know that soldier.
Thought we'd play that version tonight, a little updated version of the old deck of cards, including some of the latest battles that we have been in. There's Bill Anderson's great version of that particular song. KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com on the Hits radio program for tonight. Here's T. Graham Brown.
"Now, baby, don't worry. If you troubled your mind, 'cause it'll all wash away, girl, in the river of time. If you need a shoulder, I'll be around. Be your
Graham Brown, Come Hail or High Water, I'll just be kind of waiting around for you here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. Warner Mack, here's one going out to Henry tonight. I mentioned on the Hits Radio show a few weeks ago that Warner Mack's family had donated much of his memorabilia to our Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, and we certainly appreciate that very, very much. The great Warner Mack, one of his hits, written by Jim Glazer, a little tune called Sitting in an All-Night Cafe. Justin Trevino sang that at our Heart of Texas Facebook Live show last Sunday.
Thank you. Yes, Tracy, could you please...
Farewell party, my dear wife, can you do it?
Yes, sir, thank you, sir.
All right, thanks for calling. Great Gene Watson. Nobody sings it like him either. One called Farewell Party on the Hits Radio Show. Hey, I want to invite you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum this weekend. We'll be open, of course, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. My buddy Harry Mitchell had some folks from Fort Worth up there today touring the museum, and we appreciate that. But it's always good to have those folks come by and visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, 1701 South Bridge Street here in Brady. Free admission as always, and we've got so many great things up there, plus a wonderful, tremendous gift shop as well, filled with great country music. Everybody always asks me, where can you find Gene Watson CDs, or where can you find Ray Price CDs, or Loretta Lynn CDs, or all these other kind of music that people are looking for, DVDs and books and all that sort of stuff. It's hard to find them, but we carry a huge selection at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. You should stop by and check it out. 1701 South Bridge Street, right here in good old Brady, Texas. Stick around for the next hour of the Hits Radio Show. To take us up into that time, Country Music Hall of Famer Carl Smith.
This lady loving me don't ask for much. A warm place to sleep and a gentle touch. There's no place that I would rather be than in the arms of a lady loving me. More times than not I've done her wrong. All night gone drunk or somewhere stoned. But she always takes me back, would you believe? The good in this lady loving me. Lady loving me. I guess I was born bound for hell. I've always done her bad and done it well. I slipped around at times so I could be in the arms of a lady loving me. In the arms of this lady loving me. There's a lady loving me, I don't know why. She puts up with all my no goods and my lies. Lord knows I don't deserve to be in the arms of this lady loving me.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.